Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Get you beer. Here's what we were talking about earlier in the show. And to me, it's fascinating. And it's Draymond Green. And let me tell you something.
He's special,
for all you idiots out there that think that, oh, Stan, you hate Draymond Green. You're crazy. I'm listening to this guy talk this whole last week, and I'm like, this guy's unbelievable. You know, you can not agree with everything, but there's a lot to like about
Draymond
Green.
Like the Jordan Poole punch. Nobody agreed with that. But we came down hard on him, but I'm with you.
So he went on Fred Warner's podcast, The Warner House, and he was talking to Fred Warner about winning a title and the fact that the Niners haven't been able to do it yet. And it's just two guys talking about the ultimate prize. And it was just fascinating to me. This is Draymond Green talking about, at first, Steve Kerr and why he's the champion, why he is a champion. And then you got to listen to this. It's awesome.
There's a know-how once you do it, and Steve Kerr knows how. And so he know when to press the button. He know when to make the adjustment. He knows when to do the thing because he know how to do it. And once you do it, it's just a feeling that you get of like, oh, that's that. Boom, no problem. We got this. We know to do that now. Once y'all do it, because I think y'all will, but I'll tell you this, y'all got to do it fast, man, because you can't keep missing the window. When you miss it, you get this window, and you got to kick that mother in. If you don't kick the window in, it slams shut.
Gotcha.
And I think y'all can do it and y'all will do it, but y'all got to kick the window in. And once you do it once, it's way more likely for you to do it twice than for you to do it once. It's way more likely.
That's Draymond Green on Fred Warner's podcast.
And Fred is soaking it all up because he does not run from the moment. And what is at stake?
You know what? Draymond's one of these guys who he says something and you think about it and then you hear it again and you think something else. And what I mean by that is, you know, the whole talk about this window and whether it's open or shut or is this... I'm now, after hearing Draymond say that, I am convinced it's got to be this year. And here's why. Because here's what I heard Draymond saying. So, George Kittle, he was in the 2020 Super Bowl, right?
2019, yeah.
2019 season, yeah. Fred Warner, right? McCaffrey, getting a little bit up there.
But
right?
He wasn't in the Super Bowl.
No, I know. Okay. Trent, I get it. These guys weren't in him. Yeah. Trent Williams, though, is older. Deebo Samuel, he was in that Super Bowl. Nick Bosa, he was in that Super Bowl.
Fact.
Juszczyk, in the Super Bowl. Greenlaw, in the Super Bowl. So what I think, now I agree with Draymond Green, because if they don't get it done this year, but how the hell are these guys who are either aging or played in a Super Bowl 5 or 6 years ago, how the hell can you think that the same foundation will come back, but next year it'll be different.
And that's the beauty of, but I don't think
this
that's
is the
feasible.
End.
That's exactly
in a way for players, like the players I kind of mentioned.
And that's why it goes against conventional wisdom, Stoddie, that so you're telling me you didn't get it done, but you're going to reset and the window's open again? You didn't earn that.
One more time?
You didn't earn that. You got to earn, you know, is the window open by winning something. If you keep losing and coming up short, it closes. Yeah. It's not, oh, we got young guys here, now it's going to stay open. No, you got to cash in. The Niners got a chip, not a championship. They got a chip of a great team, a great roster. It's been 5 years, Stoney. They got to bring this thing home. And let me tell you, other teams are coming. The Detroit Lions are here. The Green Bay Packers. The other teams, Stoney. So, I mean, it's imperative that they get this thing done, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let me get to a couple of these texts. This is an interesting one.
Window may be shut. We'll see.
650, Steiny, take the bet.
I hate this.
Jake Paul fights are fixed in his favor. It's easy money.
See, Tyson
doesn't,
that.
650, Steiny and Goo, Tyson doesn't care if he wins or loses or about his legacy. What? He needs the money.
Nah.
It's simple, and that's our guy Rotz.
If he were going in there with Russell Crowe and Gladiator, I would believe he's going to lose. Jake Paul is, again, I got to be careful. He's a marshmallow to Mike Tyson.
707. We'll just run through some stuff. Steiny, should the Dubs look into trading for Kyle Kuzma? Absolutely not. No chance. I'm going to say something. I tell you what. You mark my words here. Wizards are going to schnooker somebody with Kyle Kuzma.
Well, I always liked his game. Yeah, I'm not saying he's not a winning player. Don't. How can you be a winning player at DC? But I'll say this to that. I wouldn't break up what they got going now for Kuzma. Remember, I was old.
I thought you meant you were going to break up the Wizards.
Oh, please, man. Like, man, what they got right now, I like what I see.
Yeah. Stop talking about a fixed fight. It's a TV show.
And I guess that little young lady, Steiny, Nathan Vallejo, she interviews all the celebrities.
She hasn't interviewed us.
Well, like you said, we're local.
Regional. Regional sounds a little more expansive.
But the truth is local. Like, when you went back to Philly, they don't know you get down out. They don't know you're Steiny.
Well, no, that's true.
Yeah. But Metroplex, when I went to Dallas, there were some gurus.
No, there weren't. You're a liar.
Steiny. Wow. Oh, boy.
You know, you remember I was telling you I bumped into Jeff Foster in New Orleans.
Yeah, you did.
I said, my name's Matt Steinmetz. You don't know me. I'm a media guy in the Bay Area. And he goes, hey, actually, name sounds familiar.
I hate that he said it. It was just a throwaway line.
Of course, you know what? You're absolutely right.
Because you could have.
It was absolutely a throwaway line.
Yeah, I used to work for the Warriors sideline.
No, he didn't say that. Of course, he didn't say that.
Why did they get why is there a new Steiny or a new Roz or Kareth? Why did they take that feature away from?
They don't have sideline anymore.
No, I'm talking about local. Yeah, for local for NBC Sports Bay Area.
Is that true?
I don't see it when I watch the games. Yeah, I just
Kareth's not doing sidelines.
I haven't seen it either.
She does the Dub Talk with Bonnie after, but I'm talking about in them. It now TNT does it. You know, Chris Hayden no longer doing it, but. Yeah,
guys like me started
make
it.
Make a call.
Now we priced everybody out of the business. You want to know how much I was getting a game back in 2007?
Now I would like to know.
Yeah, let's go to Lance in Guerneville. What's up, Lance? How you doing? Stay out of my pockets. Get your hey, Lance.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
Lance.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, so, you know, I just wanted to talk about the Niners for a second. And just bear with me here, but how many years has it been since the Yankees have won a championship?
This is your bailiwick, Goo.
2009, I believe. I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
So the point is, it's been a minute,
yes.
Right? But they have the highest payroll year in and year out, almost on a regular basis.
Right.
And to me, this Niners...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Team rings a little bit true to the Yankees in the context of them having the players and the payroll, but finding ways not to get there. And I believe one of the fundamental reasons why they're struggling is they're lacking leadership at the player level that understands how to break that window that Draymond was talking about.
What, like, so you,
I don't see leadership at the player level that, like, what, to me, is capable of getting across the finish line.
Well, let me just throw a couple names at you. And just, what about, like, the first guy who came to my mind was Fred Warner, George Kittle, and I'll just throw McCaffrey in there. You know, like, what do you think? Why do you think they'll come up short again?
Very similar to Steph.
Who's?
I think McCaffrey's very similar to Steph.
Oh, I got you.
You know, and I think Warner is. So there's a lot of guys that can play the game with big contracts, but I just don't see the dudes that are necessary to actually do what Draymond was talking about.
Interesting.
That's why they're falling short. And I'll even go one step further. All right. I don't think Debo's a leader on this team at all.
Well,
and not only that, he was going at Moody during that last game, but what's Debo done going back to the Super Bowl? He may as well have been on an island in Guam during that game. He was a no-show. And what's he done this year?
No doubt. Hey, before you hang up, I'll give you everything but the Debo part. I'm with you, man. But for you to say they don't have the dudes – and they have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter in the second half and two of those Super Bowls, I got to double back and just say it doesn't matter if they got the dudes. They had the collective to have those leads, man. So I feel like you're judging a team or saying that about a team that maybe got to the conference, you know, got to the NFC Championship game. When you get to the Super Bowl, you got the dudes.
Well, I think maybe what Lance is saying is,
that was strong, though. I can't tell him not how to feel.
Maybe what Lance is saying is Warner's like the fact that they couldn't hold on to a 10-point lead means they're not dudes. You can look at it that way.
But we talked about it. Some of that is coaching. And this last Super Bowl, most of it's the players. The coaching was more off this last Super Bowl than the actual play.
Oh, God, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Wilkes on line one. What do you think he's thinking about his defense as he watches the Niners through 9 games? This is why I lost my gig for what?
Well, I thought their defense was good against Tampa Bay.
I'm talking about the whole year.
Yeah.
Sonny, I'm worried about them. Dude, White and what's the other guy for Tampa? They were running the ball. Again, they didn't get 200 yards on the ground, but there were some runs to where I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, just like incompletions. Sometimes they happen. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to.
With Fred Warner's a dude. As much as I get mad at him, Bosa's a dude.
Talk about Bosa.
Yeah. And Debo single-handedly in 19, he was the offense and took this team to Dallas on the road and won, to the frozen tundra in Green Bay. We can't forget that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not saying I totally agree with the last caller, but you look at a guy. Okay, you tell me why this is the case. All right? My buddy, Baltimore Joe, huge football fan, talking about Bosa, Nick Bosa. He goes, yeah, guy's not a winner. Guy's not a champ, not a killer. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the whole family is about business decisions more than like the game. Like they're businessmen. So like
that don't make me mad. I get okay.
The point is maybe Bosa isn't a killer. Like he's good, but he's Charles Barkley.
And he's the highest paid defensive player, and you made that decision.
Well, those are
that's a problem though.
Well, those decisions are done. They're made.
But like the play against Baker, we can all laugh and just say it's one play in a game, 60 minutes, right? But Stoney, I just like, what was that? And he wasn't feeling good. He had a hit pointer last week, but just think
hold
about
on,
how they
I'll
lost
tell
that
you
game.
Reggie White had that arm. Do you want to pontificate about something you don't know about, or would you like to hear Nick Bosa talk about what happened on that play with Baker Mayfield?
That's the only thing that could get me to shut up.
Okay.
Oh, man, the slow motion makes it look pretty tough. But, yeah, it was weird because it was fourth down, so I was thinking more. If I hold on to him, I don't think he could make a play. If I try and do, like, get him down, maybe go for his legs, or then he could possibly get off me and throw it. So I figured he couldn't make a play, but he definitely did.
That was not a pit bull.
I thought he was going to say because he didn't want to get a late hit or hit him out of bounds.
I was hoping to God he said that because you had said that was not a pit bull. That was just he laughed at the start. But I guess you won the game, so you can.
Charles Haley would have yanked that arm.
Greenlaw would have yanked that arm out of the socket. There's no way he would have been able to
not have done that because he's not on the field.
Well. You know what I mean. I'm talking about dog, nasty.
Okay, so you just said it. Bosa's not a dog.
Well, the more we're watching him play, I'm like, dude, you're not living up to, you know, your limit is the heavens. I'm putting you up there with Watt from Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Crosby from the Raiders.
Okay. Bosa, you're questioning Bosa.
Well,
okay.
The Bucs gained 215 yards of offense.
They averaged
3.7 yards per play.
Yep.
This was a dominant defensive performance overall. Mayfield completed 18 passes for 116 yards. You have to try to be that bad. So, you know, you have to be careful about pointing out one guy. You know, Bosa is not going to get 5 sacks every week. That doesn't happen. And I'm being honest with you guys, so I hope you appreciate what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Nick Bosa is not a different player today than he was 2 weeks ago. So, you know, he's not going to have, you know, he had a big sack in the fourth quarter against the backup left tackle when he just basically just played off contact and beat him to the inside. And that turned out to be, you know, obviously a big sack. They went empty on that play on 3rd and 13, which kind of surprised me. I don't rip coaches, but I was surprised because that left Bosa one-on-one on the backup left tackle. You know, Bosa's just a really, really good player. If we had an offensive tackle who played against Bosa regularly on this call right now, they would rave about how difficult he is to block.
That's my guy, Greg Cosell, football guru.
We got to take a break. He's been doing that,
and I don't like it. He's been doing that 2 years. Hey, compare him to 2 years ago, Bosa.
No, I'll get you'll have your forum on the other side for sure. But boy, you're going to take exception with Greg Cosell. You better come prepared, baby. Come prepared. Okay. Fun day. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank. Celebrating. We're out here, right? This is our out. God, I'm,
when he waves his hand, it
well,
means
well, you know what? We got off schedule a little bit today. Okay.
We
did. It was because of Cam. Remember,
he wanted to.
We could have gotten out on time, but you needed to talk about his book.
I did give him some love.
And he talked about me saying nonsense. Celebrating Fremont Bank. Come on, Fremont Bank. Get there. Celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
No, we're nothing. We are dead. We're dust.
Hey, it's Willard and Dibbs for Safe.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.